Good afternoon, my kings and queens. This is your life coach and your host, Gina Cherie, and welcome back to the Daily Dose. Happy Thursday, everyone. I'm hoping you guys had a wonderful day. I know we are winding down. It's about 4 p.m. In this peachy Georgia, and we are winding down for the day. I know some of us, our days are barely getting started. We're commuting to work. Most of us are getting off work. There are some of us that are looking at that clock, looking at your phone and your watch, just counting down until you can grab your stuff and punch that clock and go home, right? Because life be lifing, and life has been lifing today. Just to give you a little glimpse of my day, went to take my daughter to school, car started shaking, and it just stopped. It said, I don't want to go to work today. Don't want to drop nobody off today. We just going to give up right now. So I am on the side of the road. And thankful my brother is around the corner from me. And he comes to the rescue. Long story short, I had to get spark plugs changed and some other stuff changed. But the blessing in that, you guys, is that not only was it an easy fix, and thank God for my brother, he was able to fix it, but I had the money for it. Now I'm in transition, so I was trying to buy a table, you guys, and I said, I'm on my way to get this table, yada yada yada, and I had a pause. And after today and having to spend that money on fixing the car and buying the spark plugs and things, and I was like, it makes sense why I never made it to go pick up the table, because this was going to happen with my car. And thank God I had enough money to fix what I needed to fix. It took about maybe a couple of hours and we got it taken care of, and I was on my way. So I really thank God for that, because it could be a lot worse and I could have came out of pocket with a lot more money. But I came out about 200 and some odd dollars, y'all. But I just thank God that my brother was there to help. He recognized the problem and we went and took care of it. And and I was able to get on with my day. So everything works out for a reason, but I do understand life be life in some times. And so through all that, you guys, I was able to smile and still look to my cup being half full instead of half empty, right? Because things can happen to us and we will go into this mindset and be defeated for the rest of the day and be upset that we had to come out of pocket extra money. And I understand, so close to March is around the corner, rent coming up, we got bills due, and then unexpected things happen. But with the grace of God, I was able to get it fixed and still have money left over to do what I need to do. So that was my day, you guys. And I had two choices. I could do this with grace and do this with a smile and understand that it's just part of life. Or I could have an attitude, be defeated, and be upset. So I chose door number one. We're going to be happy. We're going to just thank God that we had what we needed. And we're going to push on with our day because it could have been worse. And we're going to leave it at that. So, all right, you guys. So we're going to talk about unlocking our potential and our mindsets. Oh, you see how my little testimony went into the mindset? Because my mindset was positive throughout this process. And now we're going to talk about mindset. Look at God. But we're going to talk about unlocking your potential, and we're going to talk about our mindsets, right? And then we're going to read a passage from our 90-day devotional. You guys know I like this book, Woman Thou Art Healed, 90-Day Devotional Journey. And then I'm going to give you guys a book that you guys can go and read and purchase. And we'll give you the author, and that is speaking about mindsets as well. And then we're going to give you guys some encouraging words to end our segment like we always do here at the Daily Dose, because we're about growth and encouragement, and all that good stuff. So that's where we're going to leave you guys with. But before we get to unlocking your potential, or I should say our potential, we're going to talk about mindsets. And we're going to talk about three different things when it comes to mindsets. We're going to talk about what is a mindset. And then we're going to talk about two types of mindsets, and then we're going to go into how mindsets can affect your life. So let's begin there. And then once we're done with that, we're going to jump right into the meaning of unlocking your potential. Okay. So what is mindset? A mindset is an attitude and belief about yourself and your outlook of the world. It can be influenced by various factors such as your upbringing, our experiences, and our environment. Your mindset can be changed and developed over time. You can learn, relearn, unlearn our mindsets and things that we grew up thinking and believing. The types of mindsets, and there are two, we have a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. So a fixed mindset and fixed mindset people, they often believe that their abilities and intelligence are static and it cannot be improved. They often avoid challenges and feel threatened by failure and criticism. A growth mindset and growth mindset people, they have a tendency to believe that their abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, learning, and persistence. They embrace challenges and see failure as an opportunity to learn and improve. So how mindsets affects our life. And you guys hear me talk about this on previous shows, how our mind can affect our thinking, our abilities, our willingness, and all the above, right? Your mindset can influence your motivation. It can influence your effort, and in the way that you pursue goals. A fixed mindset can lead to fear of failure, a lack of confidence, and a tendency to give up easily. But a growth mindset can lead to willingness to take risk, a stronger sense of confidence, and a tendency to persist in the face of obstacles. See, like the obstacles that I had today, I had a choice. And I chose to be confident in the moment and face this obstacle and take it on with a smile and with grace. So you see how my testimony lead into what we were just, what we were talking about. It's just wonderful just how God works that out for us, right? So that is our mindset, you guys. And now we're going to go into unlocking the potential now that we have covered what a mindset is and the two types of mindsets, a closed mindset and a growth mindset, and how our mindset affects our ability of our and our willingness and the way that we pursue our goals. So what does it mean to unlock your potential? Unlocking potential means turning your shoulds into must and creating that ultimate belief in yourself. That's what it means to unlock your potential. Turning your shoulds into must and creating that ultimate belief in yourself. Now, how do you unlock your potential? And one of the key ways to unlocking your potential to the fullest is consistently striving for your highest potential. This means setting goals for yourself, pushing yourself to achieve them, and continuously improving yourself. It's about recognizing that you have the power to shape your destiny and taking action to make that destiny a reality. So one of the first steps into doing that is develop a growth mindset. Remember, we were just talking about a growth mindset. And this means embracing your challenges, learning from your failures, and believing that your abilities can be developed through hard work and dedication. With a growth mindset, you can overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. See, that just, I just love how that tangles in together, because we just went over a mindset and how it can affect in the two different types of mindsets. And then in that, in unlocking your potential, it also gives you the same meaning. Embracing your challenges, learning from your failure, and believing that your abilities can be developed through hard work and dedication. With a growth mindset, you can overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. All right, you guys. So I just love how that all tangles in together. And I think there's some really good key elements in there, especially when it talks about how the mindset affects your ability of growth, your ability to go after your dreams and your goals, and how it affects your willingness to do things, and our outlooks on life. Because a lot of times, and especially when I am in conversation with people, I'm just listening to the things that they say. I can't do this. I can't do that. I grew up thinking that I wasn't good enough for this. I wasn't good enough for that. And it all starts with our minds, and what we think is how we speak. What we think is how we act. What we think is how we go after things, or lack thereof, right? Because if you feel in your mind that you're not good enough to go after that career, go after that book deal, start that new business, or write that book, then that fear sets in, and then you're at a standstill, and then you're going to be sitting in that rocking chair just thinking about what your life could have been, or what it would have been if you got out of your mindset and you were able to believe in yourself and think that you can do it, and that you do have the ability and the potential to go after your goals and go after your dreams and do the things that God would have you to do. It's all in your mindset. Okay, so that felt good, you guys. So now I want to go into our reading. And our reading is coming from Woman Thou Art Healed and Whole, our 90-day devotional journey. And what I really like about this reading is how it breaks things down. And it also gives us passages from the Bible, which I do read. And then you guys can follow up the reading, because we're not going to take my word for it. We're going to do our own research and for ourselves, right? So I love the fact that it gives that, and that you guys can go back and you guys can read it for yourselves. But our first passage is from 1 Peter 2, 9. You can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. The title in which this is coming from is Loosed to Unlock Your Potential. You see how everything just tangles in there? And I just found this on the whim. I opened the book and I said, oh, well, look at that. So it fits into what we were already talking about. God knows that there is a Sarah, a woman at the well, a Ruth, or even a Mary in you. Hidden inside of you is a great woman who can do great things in his name. He wants that woman to be set free. He wants the potential within you to be unleashed so you can become the person you were created to be. And let's stop right there for a second. And I know that most of the passage says she, but we're going to do she and he, because this is not just for women empowerment. This is for human empowerment. So I want to encourage our men and our women, right? So this is for he and she. But I do like what it says. He wants the potential within you to be unleashed so you can become the person you were created to be. There is only one way to reach that potential, and He is calling you. He will spiritually stir your heart and let you know that He is moving in your life. If you will only respond to His call, the power to unleash you is in your faith. Dare to believe that He will do what He said He would do. Shift your confidence from your own weakness to power. Trust in Him rather than yourself. Anyone who comes to Christ will find deliverance and healing. He will soothe your wounds. He will comfort you in your desperate moments, and He will raise you up. Okay, so you guys know, if you guys have been following on previous shows, and when we read anything from our Woman That Are Healed, our 90-day devotional journey, it does end with your healing journey. So we're going to go over that now. Believe that Jesus paid the price for your sin and guilt. Believe that He was washed. He has washed you and made you clean. Believe that He will satisfy every need created by your history. Have faith that He will reward you when you call on Him, and it shall be done. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Jesus will straighten the crooked places in your heart and make you completely whole. When you allow Him access to every area of your life, you will never be the same broken person again. Let me read that part one more time. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Jesus will strengthen the crooked places in your heart and make you completely whole. When you allow Him access to every area of your life, you will never, I mean never, be the same broken person again. I just love the way that sounds. Like, you have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. Everything to gain. And if we can encourage you tonight to believe that you have everything to gain from just seeing your own potential in yourself, loving yourself, and watching yourself grow into this wonderful woman and man of God, and the person that He has called you to be. Because remember, it says He is moving in your life. If you will only respond to His calls, there is only one way to reach that potential, and He is calling you, right? Like, the power to unleash you is in your faith. Dare to believe that He will do what He said He would do. Shift your confidence from your own weakness to His power and trust in Him rather than yourself. Lean to not to your own understandings, right? So it's right there for you. And He wants the potential within you to be unleashed. And this is my whole purpose of the Daily Dose, is to encourage you to, like, unleash your potential and become the person that He has created us to be, right? It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. And I know, I definitely know and understand that. But if we can get into that mindset that we have everything to gain and nothing to lose, and that God did create us for a reason, and He gave us our potential that we need. It's right there in with us. We just need to go and find it, and then we need to trust in God, and shift our confidence from our own weakness to His power. Whew. Y'all, I'm going to stop right there reading that, because I'm getting myself all hyped up and getting excited. You guys, like, I honestly, like, I get excited when I see people grow, when I see people heal, when I see people turn the way that they're talking and the shiftness, like going from negative to positive and not being so defensive when people are trying to help you, encourage you, or teach you, just show you a new way or different way, right? Like I get excited when I see people just becoming their best and becoming the best version of them and living their life in a way that I know God wants them to live. God does not want us to go through bad things all the time. Like we can't stop life from lifing, right? But he doesn't want us to be miserable. He doesn't want us to doubt ourselves, and he doesn't want us to walk around with no confidence and low self-esteem. That's not of God. So you guys, I do post the books on my social media handles, and I'll give you guys that before we close. But Women That Are Healed and Whole, a 90-day devotional journey. And this book is amazing. I find a lot of amazing things in it. So I encourage you guys to get the book and read it, have it for yourself. And if it's not for you, you guys pass it along to somebody that may need it. So while we're talking about books, I did say that I was going to give you guys another book to read, Understanding Your Potential. And that is by Miles Munroe, Munroe. And it is a best-selling. So you guys, I encourage you guys to do that. And it's entitled Understanding Your Potential, Discovering the Hidden You. And you guys can get that. I send it on Amazon. If you guys have Amazon, but if you guys just put that title into Google, it should pop up for you. But I definitely seen it on Amazon. And it is in stock for $15.99. Once again, the book is entitled Understanding Your Potential by Miles Munroe, Munroe. And it is a bestseller, and it is Discovering the Hidden You. So you guys go ahead and get that book and add that to our collection. You guys know I'm always talking about some type of book for us to read, and add in some stuff. So and then the Women That Are Healed and Whole, a 90-day devotional journey by T.D. Jakes. I actually got that. Where did I get that book? Kroger's. We got two different books at Kroger's, but that one was at Kroger's. So you guys can also put that in Google. I do believe it's on Amazon as well, but you guys can put that in Google to find that too. So those are the two books. And I definitely encourage you guys to go and make those part of your collection. It's a good gift to gift somebody as well, because there's somebody that's always out there that can use a book like that. All right, so we have gone through that. I did want to leave you guys with some challenges. So let's jump into that really quickly. I hope I wasn't going too fast, you guys, and I hope that we got everything covered and you guys were definitely able to listen along and understand the message for today. But you guys know that you guys can connect with me. Email me at hostGinaCherie if you guys want to add something, add a book, your comment or anything. I definitely love feedback, so you guys can do that. And I'll give you some more reaching out channels and things of that nature at the end of our segment. But I do want to leave you guys with some challenges. Have a growth mindset challenge. Challenge yourself, challenge other people around you to succeed. Okay, so one challenge. I will do my best work. I can put in more effort. I can learn from my mistakes. I can achieve my goals. I can overcome challenges. I can find creative solutions. I can improve with practice. I can learn new things. I can train my brain. I welcome constructive feedback. I believe I can do it. All right, you guys, so that is your growth mindset challenge. And I will post that on my social media handles as well. And I hope I said that slow enough that you guys can get it, because I did get some feedback say that I talk fast. So I need to slow down on some things. So I definitely hope that was slow, and you guys were able to catch the challenges. But I will put it on my social media handle so that you guys can have that. And I think that's all that I have for you guys today. So I'm going to give you guys my email, give you guys my social media handle so you guys can contact me there, and also my website. So let's jump into that. My Instagram is, what is my Instagram? GSL underscore radio. You guys can reach out to me there, and that's where I'm going to post the growth mindset challenges. That is going to be there. Let me see. My website, you guys. I'd be forgetting to tell you guys my website, but here's my website, GinaSherie.com. GinaSherie.com. Everything is on the website, you guys. From what we talked about today, any updated show, my food blog is on there. I am a certified life coach, so in 4 different areas, that is on there as well. You guys can make appointments on the website too. But anything that we're doing, I do need to go update some things, but anything that I am doing, you guys can find anything on there. So if you guys need to email me, you guys can do so at hostginasherie@gmail.com. So that is that. And then I do have my TikTok, you guys, but I really don't use that often. But if you guys want to reach out to me on my TikTok, you guys can do that as well. And that's under Gina Sherie, GinaSherie. And for all your listening pleasures, though, you guys can definitely catch me live right here on K-Sounds Radio every Thursday and Saturday at 4 p.m. You guys can listen to the show on Spotify, also on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm, Blog Talk Radio. My YouTube channel is up, so you guys can definitely go to my YouTube channel, and that is at Coach Gina Sherie. So I'm on so many different platforms. I'm not going to name them all, but that is the main ones, you guys, that you guys can listen to. But I am live in the studio every Thursday and Saturday at K-Sound Praise Radio, so definitely stay tuned on that. There is an app that you guys can put on your phones that takes you directly to the show as well, so you guys can do that too through K-Sound Praise Radio. And every Thursday and Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, though, because I am in this peachy Georgia. You guys, so that is it for today. I am gonna leave you with a positive thoughts create positive things. And you guys hear me say that all the time. Think positive, you guys. And I know it's easier said than done. I know life be life, and we go through challenges and obstacles. I know we're not going to smile all the time. I know we're going to get frustrated, but I challenge you to see the good in the moment. I challenge you to take a deep breath. And you guys remember me doing the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That it really does work, y'all. Just get in the habit of just taking a breather, taking a step back, and seeing it from a different perspective. And do your countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you see the problem, you see the resolution for the problem, and we're going to take care of it, and we're going to do it with a smile, we're going to do it with grace, and we're going to keep trucking along, jump that hurdle, and keep on pushing on with the rest of your day. So the positive thoughts create positive things. All right, you guys, I'm so happy you guys took the time out to hang with me for this 30 minutes on your drive home or your drive to work or just to wind down from your day. I really love you guys, and I thank you guys so much. So we're going to end it right there. Until next time, you guys, this is your life coach, Gina Cherie, and this is the Daily Dose. Remember, love somebody, hug somebody, and encourage somebody. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. I'll see you guys again on Saturday at 4 p.m.